Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Stupid management.
The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie. I just called
to say. As a side business, I do adult parties. So I could bring some adult toys to raffle off either for prizes or for some more money to go towards the party.
Wow, okay. That is, my interest is peaked.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Wow, you're a thirsty piggy, Ollie, aren't you?
Oh, come on. It was a good story.
Hey, Ollie, usually on a Wednesday night I play this because it's a wacky Wednesday, right?
Oh, it certainly is a wacky Wednesday, Tom, particularly with your mustache that you've got, and you've been posting about it on Tom and Ollie because you're doing Movember.
That's right. Yeah, donate some cash to Movember. You can head over to our Instagram or Facebook. You can get a link to the Movember page.
You're not fooling me. You aren't giving it to charity. You're going to keep the money for yourself.
No, I know what you like. No, Ollie, I'm stopping men dying too young.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that's... Well, that's good.
Tonight on the show, though, Ollie. Oh, yes. That's right. It's all about horror stories. It's Halloween.
Yeah, you're buying into it, obviously.
Oh, mate, I love Halloween. I've got a cheesecake ready to go because I'm calling that candy. That's my treat for trick or treat.
Is your house decorated?
And speaking of cheese, no, my house isn't decorated. Speaking of cheese, we've got Cheese Man Russell Smith coming on the show.
Look, I'm pumped for that, Tom. I don't love Halloween, but I do love cheese.
He's the Australian Grand Dairy Awards chief judge.
Yes.
Very
tasty.
I'm asking if anybody's had any dietary requirement horror stories.
Well, I mean, on that side, the whole show is almost entirely full of just horror stories.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll explain all up next, but there'll be no doubt some amazing stories. Already a great throwback to a maggot horror story that you simply must hear.
That's up next. This is U2, With or Without You. Of course, we'll also give away more invites to our interview party. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. U2, With or Without You. I'd rather with you, please. Not without you. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. We will also be giving away invites to our end of year party. You can head to triplem.com.au, click on the win page. If you've got something that you reckon you can bring to the party to score yourself an invite. I'm not sure if you're aware, but today it's Halloween. God, every single radio... People right now are going, yep.
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 But, you know, as we speak, there are kids walking the street dressed as Superman.
So scary.
Ooh, little Tucker, look at you with your little suit on.
But on this show, Ollie, we bloody love a horror story. Last year at Halloween, we did a full show dedicated to horror stories. We want to hear about your hotel horror stories.
Me, maggot horror stories.
That is a bloody horror story. Backpacking horror stories.
You've had a spider horror story. What we want from you is hair removal horror stories. Do you have any first night in a new house horror stories?
What's your rodent horror story, buddy?
Blowjob horror stories.
Ooh, that's a naughty afternoon, that one.
That snuck
in. But look, it was absolutely fantastic.
Look, Tom, to be honest, for a long time for us, they were what you would call a crutch. We'd be struggling for ideas.
Something that you lean on when you don't have much else.
You'd hear a news story and you'd go, "Can we let's do car traffic horror stories?"
You just looked outside then.
Yes, and that's where we got to. So we've eased off on the horror
technology
stories.
Technology horror stories. I just saw the TV behind you in the background.
You know, family function horror stories. Maybe you had a bad party, but it does often lead to amazing stories. Oh, and this one came out of last year. I said before we had a great maggot horror story, and just feast your ears on this.
One morning, went into the sitting room and the whole carpet was moving. Yeah, the whole thing was a million and one maggots.
Oh,
like the whole thing, an inch thick.
An inch thick? What?
Okay, this is just the start.
Oh, God.
We freaked out, panicked. Got the Hoover up.
Tried to vacuum them.
Yeah, hoovered. What else did you? Hoovered up a million and one maggots.
Yeah.
And then you could hear. Plop. Plop.
Oh.
Plop.
Oh.
What? Looked over and I could see maggots falling from the ceiling, from the place above, into ours. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So went upstairs and knocked on this guy's door. Oh. He's a pretty weird guy anyway.
Yeah.
No answer.
Oh, my God.
Knocked again. Oh no answer. We're like, oh, no. Anyway, all came to a head when the police, 2 hours later, knocked his door down and found half a dead carcass, eaten alive by maggots and flies.
Oh. Content warning in retrospect, but that is amazing.
That is shocking. That is a maggot horror story. 133353. Here's what we're thinking now for Halloween. We want your horror stories, guys.
There are so many potential categories of horror stories that we could throw them out to you. We could say, what's your dating horror story? But have you got a horror story of your own of any variety?
Maybe a party horror story.
If you pitch us your category of horror story and you can tell us your story,
yeah.
If it's a great category, I'd be inclined to go with that category. For example, Ferrari or sports car horror stories. If you bought a sports car and you crashed it day one, that's a Ferrari horror story, and we'll ask for more Ferrari horror stories.
Or maybe you've got a horror story. You know
what
something to do with
that?
Like ghosts. Like a ghost horror story.
Ghost horror story.
Like like a horror story.
Look, the world is our oyster here.
It is.
It's all possible.
It is. 133353. Jump on that phone and tell us your horror story. In the meantime, The Living End, Don't Lose It. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Give us a call. It's The Living End, Don't Lose It. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Support Movember this month. I am an ambassador. Head to our Facebook or Instagram account at Tom and Ollie. Donate some cash or sign up yourself. It all starts tomorrow. Stop men dying too young. Ollie.
You're going to look so weird. Without a mustache?
Well, I'm known for my mustache, aren't I?
I
am the guy with the mustache. It's my motif.
Oh, that's clever.
Thank you, mate.
What does motif mean?
Come on, let's get into it. Horror story!
Horror stories, Tom. A great way to start the show. And
Why are we doing horror stories?
That's Halloween, which we're loving. Look, horror stories come in all shapes and sizes. We also on this show are known for disaster stories. They're very similar, really. But tonight it's horror stories. Yeah. And we've allowed you to choose the category of horror story that applies to you.
Fashion horror stories.
Fashion horror stories is great.
Food horror stories. You can name anything.
Facial hair horror stories.
Great.
That'll be you tomorrow.
Mate, perfect.
So 133353, it's your choice. Choose your own adventure. And Jace,
basically think of the worst thing that's ever happened to you
and
give us a call on 133353. And there's your category.
Is that true for you, Jace? Is your horror story one of the worst things that's happened to you?
Mate, I think it's probably one of the freakiest things that's happened to me, but it was a very unusual way to happen. So okay.
What's the category, Jace, of horror story?
What's the category?
I'd probably say a freaky one.
A freaky horror story.
Well,
like a ghost horror story?
Yeah, mate, absolutely.
Okay, all right. Go for it. Go for it, mate.
Mate, I was traveling long haul from Sydney, and that was a late night flight. I was tapped on the shoulder by this young kid, and lights were off in the cabin.
Yeah.
And I was knocked out. It was 1:30 in the morning, 3 hours into the flight, and I got a tap from this kid, and he just tells me, can you go to my mum on 35C and tell her I'm all right and don't worry about me? And I'm like, okay, I'm probably thinking this kid's lost on the flight. So I go to the cabin crew, and I'm talking to her, and I said, I think there's a kid who's lost on the plane looking for his mother. And it comes up to find out that we go to 35C, and I tell the mum this is the story, and I think your son is lost on the plane. He's looking for you and saying he's all right. And she completely breaks down and cries and breaks into tears. And she's basically saying, that was my son who died in an accident, and we're taking his body down overseas for the final funeral. And
get
I was like, wow.
I've got goosebumps, Jace.
I did not sleep a minute on that plane till it landed. I was just the cabin crew lady. We just did not move.
That is so rare, because that is almost a verified ghost story. Like that has an element of like, well, this literally happened.
Yeah, that's right. It is, and I've been told I'm an open channel to certain spirits, and you know, to connect or whatever it is. And it's happened a couple of times, but this has probably got to be my absolute like out of it, like not expected.
Wow.
You were going so well, Jason, until you said I'm an open channel for spirits. That's where it starts to break down for me, to be honest.
I think
like,
he is.
And the story by itself is great, but now you're going, I believe in the... It's like,
he's an open channel. What do you know about open channels, Tom? You're an open channel for Dick Henry. That's what you are, and being a big cock.
Oh, wow. Are we going with ghost / travel horror stories? 133353. Do you have a ghost / travel horror story?
Can I open it up, because I have a story up next.
Yeah.
Another great throwback of a rodent horror story.
Oh, okay.
So if you have a rodent horror story, join the party as well. 133353.
With Tom and Ollie on Triple M. I'm a channel for stuff. Baby animals. painless. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Hey, do you like cheese? Everyone likes cheese. There's not a single person who doesn't like cheese. There's a guy called Russell Smith. He's the chief judge of the Australian Grand Dairy Awards, and he's in about 10 minutes' time. Everyone's super excited because everyone loves cheese.
You must hear us taste this cheese. I mean, it's... You simply must hear this. It's going to be incredible cheese tasting. It's, don't go anywhere.
It's Halloween. Who's over it by now?
What, Halloween?
Yeah. I suppose it's just ramping up, isn't it?
You spent the first 20 minutes of the show talking about it, mate. You just started.
No, I'm saying, well, it's been all day, hasn't it? Every single radio show in the whole world is going, it's Halloween.
Yeah, even brekkie shows? It's an evening thing.
Nah, brekkie shows do it, mate.
All right. Well, horror stories is our order of the day. Any kind of horror story was our original pitch. But we're focusing in now on ghost horror stories. But I also want to share, so 133353, if you have got a ghost or ghoulie sort of horror story. But I want to share this favourite of mine from back in the day.
So good.
We have done rodent horror stories. And this is one of my favourites right here.
So we're on the Kokoda track. And we were staying in the open huts in the villages. And we were all sort of in bed, and a couple of the guys that were sleeping opposite me just went off all of a sudden, and there was a rat that's gone, walked straight across their faces, and one of the guys got sort of teabagged by this rat.
That is an image.
So we're all sort of yelling and carrying on. So the porters come over and go, what's happening? And we told them, and they said, oh, that's great, you catch him, we eat him.
Oh, really? They eat? They eat rats. What a shame. I guess you got to do it sometimes. So 133353, ghost horror stories, rodent horror stories. Take your pick.
G'day, Peter.
Hi, how are you?
Good, mate.
Great, Peter. Great. Now, what's your ghost horror story?
Oh, there's a couple there, but I'll give you one of them. We moved into a place that I still live in at the moment in June 1990, and the first night that we were there, we actually heard like an army marching, like heavy, heavy footsteps through the house.
Oh.
And as soon as it got to an archway where it sort of come around and seen us sitting down, it stopped. And we just looked at each other and thought, whoa, and you know, we didn't know what to make of it. And then
what kind of army? Are you talking like a...
Oh, just like soldiers marching, mate. Like you could really hear heavy, heavy footsteps.
Or something, yeah.
And as it come around, it sort of... noticed we're there or saw us something and stopped. And, it got us a bit concerned, but she thought it might have been someone who was living in the house, like squatting in the house or something, and had come through. But the very next day, I went up to the shop, and about 2 minutes later, she thought she heard a noise in the lounge room. She thought, oh, Peter's back quickly. So she turned around and walking past the archway towards a mirrored wall was a male that looked like Abraham Lincoln, like dressed in a top hat, tail coat, all in black, had a beard, and it actually looked over and looked towards her. She was in the kitchen.
Oh my God.
So 10 minutes later, I got home, and she was literally, her hands were glued to the kitchen bench.
It was an Amish person.
Shaking. She was shaking like crazy, and she was telling me, there's a man in the house, there's someone in the house. So I had to search the whole house to, you know, put her at ease. But then... for about 2 weeks later, whenever I, over probably a long time, but 2 weeks later, every time I slept in that room, I'd wake up with scratches on my tattoos. I've got tattoos on my legs and that, and I'd wake up with scratches. Okay. And I've actually taken photos of the scratches on there.
Yeah, unsubscribe. Unsubscribe from that one.
Aww.
I mean, I don't need to. But was Peter one of those open channel kind of guys?
Hey, Peter was an open channel.
Yeah.
He was an open channel to it, which is absolutely amazing.
Did you... Abraham Lincoln, that's pretty scary though, isn't it?
G'day, Mike.
G'day, how you going?
Good, buddy. You got a rodent horror story for us.
Yes.
Yeah, mate.
Okay, go for it.
I was in New Guinea in 97.
Yeah.
And I went to bed. I was in a little donga. And as soon as the lights came out, went off, it was like Toy Story. Everything came alive.
Oh, yep.
And I had a mosquito net over my bed, and they were running over it. It was like the Olympics.
Oh, no.
That's gross.
I had to get out of the bed, hit him with the broom.
Oh.
The worst night of my life.
Yeah. Give him a good whack.
They got whacked.
They got whacked from afar.
They got whacked.
Whack
you need to be near and up close to whack off.
Do you reckon?
To whack
I'd be whacking it off from afar.
Cheese Man up next.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Two best mates.
I'm sick of you.
Oh, yeah?
And 3 hours of questions.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
All right, guys, there's times in radio where you just have to listen. And it, right now is the time where you really have to listen because we're going to be tasting some cheese. So, look, just stick around. No, this is Love Your Way, Powderfinger. We're going to be tasting some cheese.
No, sorry, Tom. You can't. What? That's not, that is the worst pitch ever.
No, we're, mate, we're just going to be having cheese.
Stop. It's not just about us.
Oh, right.
Look, let's sell this properly.
Okay.
Maybe you're sick of going to parties. You take the same food, the same offerings.
That's me.
You're stuck in a cheese rut.
I'm in a cheese rut.
You've been buying the same Castello Blue like I have for many, many months, and you need a new option. You're sick of the dips. Up next, an expert in cheese, Russell Smith, a chief judge of the Australian Grand Dairy Awards, will explain to you and I, Tom, and to everyone where the best cheeses are at and how to get them.
Are we going to taste some cheese, though?
Oh, and you'll hear us taste some cheese. Probably me, Tom, to be honest.
What?
I mean, they're on my side of the desk.
Oh, all right. Well, stick around. This is Powderfinger. Love Your Way. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions.
And cheese.
It's Driving Rain / featuring Miles Kennedy. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, where you have questions, we'll give you some more invites to our interview party after 8 o'clock. But, whew, Ollie, did you fart in here or something? Because something smells.
No, Tom, not yet. You might think that today's all about Halloween. You're wrong.
Yeah.
Halloween's just one drop in the ocean. We've discovered that today the Australian Grand Dairy Awards were judged. We've got the Chief Judge, Russell Smith, with us, the Cheese Man himself.
Right. Great to be here.
Do you get called the Cheese Man or Chief Judge more often?
Oh, whatever. I go by any name, really. It doesn't matter.
Excellent, Russell. Yeah. Well, you've brought a spread in for us because you've been judging all day today.
We've judged 110 cheeses today.
Is it like wine in the sense that your palate is just screwed with cheese and molecules of milk?
Look, we've got to spit it out.
So you don't swallow it?
Yeah, it's like the wine judges. Well, the wine judges would be sort of, perhaps legless by the time they finish the day.
Yeah.
For us, it's just so much protein. If you just say bloody full, you couldn't eat anything. We have to spit it, which is unfortunate. Although, I'd have to say the best, when you get something that's really special, it does slip down. You know? I just didn't manage to spit that. But
of course.
Anyway.
I'm sorry. I swallowed it.
How do these awards actually get judged? Tell us about the day today. What happened?
Like the day today, the Grand Dairy Awards here is the ultimate show in Australia. So you have to have won a gold medal in a state-based show.
Okay.
Like the Royal Sydney Show. These are prestigious shows.
Yeah.
But you have to have won a gold medal there to enter the Grand Dairy Awards.
Right.
And they're all Australian cheeses?
Oh, yeah. Yep. They're all Australian. So all we see is the best in the country.
Wow.
So this is, we had 12 judges today judging from all around the country and one international from the US. And everybody wants to be here because this is the best that we have in Australia.
And so what's the room like? Can you describe
the
room?
Well, we're actually judging in the boardrooms at Dairy Australia. We've got plenty of room.
Okay.
We've just got six people in each room.
I heard
judges.
You have to be quiet. You have to be completely
silent.
You
don't speak. You're not allowed to talk. It's all that stuff. You just got to concentrate on what you...
Tom, I don't care about the room so much, to be honest. Can we get back to the cheese?
Yeah, okay. Back to the cheese.
I'm guessing you've brought in some lovely cheeses for us, Russell.
I brought in some of the cheeses we saw today.
Great.
Before we hear about the amazing cheese you've got, can we keep it broad for our average Joes out there going to the shops? Mm. I mean, I don't mind a Castello Blue.
Yep.
Tom doesn't mind a Bega craft singles.
No, I like a Daffinois from France.
You're both talking imported cheese. Hang on, throw those imported cheeses out. Use Australian stuff. We've got Australian stuff here that is better than any of those products. I can see the imported stuff has, made a big impact in the market here, and that's fine. There's a place for it, but there's a lot of great Australian stuff here as well.
Mersey
Valley is a great cheese.
I do love Mersey Valley.
Mersey Valley.
I mean,
that's
great.
Tasmanian cheese.
You love a vintage cheddar, Tom.
I'm a vintage cheddar vintage on a ploughman's board,
and you're right there.
So you're a punce. I mean,
and you're... no, quince, Ollie. It's called quince, not punce.
But you look at the at something from Bega, where I live in the Bega Valley. I mean, the cheddars, the two or three year old cheddars that you see out of Bega. In the supermarkets. You say, this is just a supermarket cheese. But in fact, it's very, very good cheese.
We're speaking to Russell Smith, who is the chief judge at the Australian Grand Dairy Awards that were judged today. The winners will be announced in around about January.
So I don't know if you can be too partial here, but are there some good brands of cheeses in the supermarkets, your Coles and Woolies, that people are overlooking too much that you can spruik?
I can. I mean, you see the cheddars that come out of Bega, Warrnambool, Murray Goulburn. These cheddars in the supermarket, I've just spent 2 months in the US judging cheese working with supermarkets in the US. What I see here in Australia, those cheddars that we've got in Australia are as good as anywhere in the world.
Right.
And our blues, particularly, like we've seen some brilliant blues today. Mm. A lot of those, several of them are still are available in the big supermarkets. So there's some really good cheeses in the supermarkets.
So check your labels.
Look at the labels, but look at the cheese. Look, don't shy away from those supermarkets that are those supermarket cheeses.
Yes. Okay, all right. Well, we've got some cheese here.
It's wafting over to me now.
It's warming up here.
All right, let's go to In Excess. When we come back, let's taste some of these cheeses, Ollie.
I'll taste them, Tom. I think it'd be important if you were just to explain what's going on in the room.
We'll eat them and you.
Piggy, hold back.
I've also got plenty more questions for Russell Smith, the chief judge of the Australian Grand Dairy Awards. It is Triple M. You with Tom and Ollie. We have questions, and man, we love some cheese. It's In Excess, Devil Inside, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. After 8 o'clock, some more party invites to the end of your party. What are you going to bring? Head to triplem.com.au and click on that win page.
Well, speaking of parties, Tom, it's a real party on this side of the desk here as we're joined by Mr. Russell Smith, Chief Judge of the Australian Grand Dairy Awards.
So we're being judged today. 110 cheeses, Russ. How are you feeling, by the way, after the...
I'm still pretty, really good. Like, I never get sick of it. And I guess at the Grand Dairy Awards here, because... we've just got the best of the best in Australia.
Yeah.
You go, wow, how good is this cheese? And you've got a really good one, then you get to the next one, you go, oh, wow, this is stunning as well. So, it really keeps you focused and it keeps you involved. So, I love it.
And Tom, I don't know if you know this, but Russell also tastes wine. He's tasted other things. So, he's got an amazing nose. We're having a great time here. I've got your hat you've given me.
Yeah.
We're having a good time, Tom. And thank you for watching on with this.
No worries. I don't know why I've been stuck over this side of the desk.
Someone's got to do the work you do, mate. Press that one button you press. So, Russell, you've got a few cheeses for us. What are we going to have first?
I'm not tasting this.
We'll get you some at the end.
You'll get some. You'll get some when we finish.
It's no rush, mate.
What?
So what have we got first, Russell?
We've got this washed rind cheese from Queensland, southern Queensland. Mm-hmm. You know? So made like a camembert brie, but washed with a bacteria that produces this orange colour on the outside.
It is quite orange.
You've served up what we call an uncle slice of pizza. That's what your uncle does when he comes to the party. It's a huge slice, Russell.
It's minor. What's wrong?
Are you an uncle?
No. It's 30 grams of cheese.
Every single uncle makes a big slice. Ollie has taken a bite of this washed rind camembert. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a washed rind cheese made like a camembert.
Can I ask?
Stunning flavour.
Russ, when do we quince? When do we quince with the cheese? When to quince, when not to quince?
Great question, Tom.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Quince with cheeses that are acidic. Okay. You know, cheddars, things that have got a lot of acid in them.
Big bitey cheese.
Big bitey cheeses. Okay. So you put the quince. It's that simple stuff about acid, sweet.
Yeah. Okay.
Russell,
sour, sweet.
Yeah. This Queensland washed rind brie camembert cross, would you call it?
We call it a washed rind, really. Okay.
It's creamy. It's creamy. It's interesting. It's tasty, but it's not overwhelming. It's not too much.
So, does it get the tick of the approval, Ollie?
It won an award, I think. So, if I say yes, then it's one.
You might be in there.
It's good. It's really good.
I mean, he might be the next year.
He's
judge.
Definitely not.
Hey, maybe he's aiming to be a judge.
It.
No,
stop
no,
it,
it's not going to happen.
I've got a great nose, Tom.
No, you don't. No, it's crooked and it's disgusting.
It's not your nose.
All right.
All right. Now, what have you got next?
All right. The next week, going to go on to a blue. So this is a blue from Gippsland.
Okay. Right? Blue. Ollie, can you handle a blue, though?
You had a go at my choice of Castello Blue at the supermarket. It was too basic for you.
Look, it's incredibly high fat. It's mild. I see why people love it.
Yeah.
But, it's about 20% higher fat than most other blues around
the world. I put
on toast
sometimes. Yeah. That's how much I like it.
Okay. When not to have a blue?
The ultimate breakfast for me is... Yeah. A fruit bread, toasted fruit bread, and a slab of blue on top of it. Yeah. It doesn't get any better.
Like a king, Russell.
Ollie, taste that cheese, mate. We don't have all day. Come on.
Try that blue.
Right. Get in that
blue.
So
this is the blue from Gippsland, and it's this cheese, particular cheese has won the best blue in Australia many times.
What do you say to people who go, no, I can't do blue, that's mold, that's gross?
Mm. Yeah, what you do is because blue cheeses have a particular chemical profile of chemicals called methyl ketones, and a lot of people like them or they dislike them immensely.
Okay.
So it's really polarizing.
Okay, it's a polarizing cheese.
Polarizing cheese, absolutely. Right. Separate. So... a lot of cheese people love all sorts of cheeses, but they don't go near blue because of those particular
Well, Russell,
chemicals.
They should, because this blue is something special. It this is. It has a lovely bite to it. It is not overwhelming. It's not too much.
No.
Like the last cheese, interesting, tasty, but not too much.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's go to another song. We'll taste our last cheese after this.
We'll taste one more.
This is New Mumford & Sons. It's Guiding Light. Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
One that's going to be good.
It's new from Mumford & Sons, Guiding Light. Those guys touring next year, cannot wait to see them. Deep Thought of the Week isn't far away, by the way, but we are tasting some cheese here tonight, aren't we, Ollie?
Absolutely. Got the cheese man himself, Russell Smith. You're a judge, you're an expert. Your whole life is cheese and tasting things, isn't it, Russell?
It is, yeah. Now, that's what I do.
We've already had two cheeses from your... today you had the Australian Grand Dairy Awards. We've had some amazing blue and a washed rind.
Yep.
But this is a special cheese, right?
This is a unique cheese the world. The next one you're going to see, there's probably hardly anybody in Melbourne or in Australia have actually seen this cheese.
Wow.
All right?
Before we taste, I wanted to ask you, when you are judging, and there's obviously divergent opinions on the cheese and people disagree, have you ever found yourself in a shouting match about about the cheese and differing opinions, getting angry?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. That happens. Like, we all have different opinions. So, as the chief judge...
Too creamy? Are you serious?
Oh, you turn into Alan Jones.
Well, I mean, as the chief judge, I actually have to be a fairly... the diplomat in all that stuff and try to tone people down when people are saying, you've got this bloody wrong. What's wrong with this?
All right, let's
we have to do that.
Russell, what we need from you now is to explain this third cheese. It's very unique.
This third cheese is a goat cheese.
Chevrolet.
Chevrolet comes from South Australia. Mm. Yeah, small maker in the Adelaide Hills.
Okay.
And it is coated in... an ant.
What?
That comes from northern Queensland.
An ant from northern Queensland?
That this cheese is flavoured with these ants coating the chef.
Oh my God.
I'm worried.
This is pretty bizarre stuff.
All right.
Ant cheese. And it's that's right. Now, think about it. And it's got a lovely citric sort of bite to it.
Well, it looks like gorgeous. There's ants on it.
There are ants on it. They're not alive. They're pretty still now.
Are they crunchy ants?
They are crunchy ants. Oh, actually, when you bite into it, you'll find that they're actually got a bit of crunch about them.
Oh, God.
So,
Ollie.
All right.
Tom,
do you want to have it? Because you've been holding off on this. I'm happy if you go first here.
All right, sure. I'll do it. Yeah, here we go. Pass it over. Come on, mate. Great radio. Yeah. Passing over the cheese. All right. Oh my God! There's literally ants on
there
this.
There are ants on this.
Oh, they've
cheese.
Got little eyes and everything. Okay. I'm going for it.
Yeah, go for it.
He's eating the cheese. I'm hesitant.
Go on.
All at once. Fairly piggish.
Yeah. Go for it. Absolutely.
Oh, it's kind of earthy.
It's earthy. Little bit of tang there. Bit of citrus tang.
Yeah. It's really
crunch.
Weird, but
it's lemony. It's lemony.
It is. Lemony.
Oh, it does.
It's very lemony.
Crunch.
Yeah.
That's a biscuit.
That's some anti cheese. That's brim.
How fantastic is that?
That's good.
When the first show had the first cheese with ants, were you like, what the?
So I saw this in Queensland, the first show in May this year, and I just went, what's this?
That's weird.
What the hell is this?
Works.
Tom, too much cheese, mate.
You're all right?
Yeah, I'm good. That's the ants.
The ants?
Yeah.
So what's the future of cheese? Where's the world of cheese at right now? And is it changing? What do we expect?
The world of cheese is changing all the time. So, and it's fascinating. That's what I love about it. Yeah. Like, whether I'm in the US, the UK, Europe, or Australia, we're doing different, like this classic stuff. Nobody's done this before.
Oh, I've got an ant in my tooth.
You've got an ant in your tooth? Yeah.
Get it out.
Scrape it out. But this is unique stuff. So we're innovating all the time. So, and that's what's fascinating about it.
Yeah. Russell.
So,
great job. The chief judge from the Australian Grand Dairy Awards, thank you so much for coming
in. The cheese man himself.
And teaching us all about cheese tonight.
A pleasure.
Mate. Absolutely fantastic. Okay.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Anyone wants the details for that?
Ollie, you're talking onto the mic, mate.
Was I?
Yeah.
What are the details? I pressed this button and you couldn't hear me.
Not at all, mate. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions and, man, we had some cheese. That's what's been going on there. I'm sorry if it felt self-indulgent. It wasn't. It's just a couple of radio hosts tasting cheese. All for your benefit.
Well, we had a few calls saying, how do I get that cheese? Mm. And Great question. I'll find out for you.
You can head to Woodside Cheese Rights on Google. You can Google them. They're in Adelaide. If you want the Ant Chevre, the Ant's Goat's Cheese that we just tasted.
Which was interesting. Very citrusy.
Goat's cheese covered in ants.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane stuff.
No more bigger stringers for you, Tom, where you pull a strip off in the playground. We've got refined taste from now on.
We certainly do. Hey, Deep Thought of the Week is only half an hour away, but up next, we want to cover off entertainment for our end of year party. We're having a massive party. You're all invited.
Entertainment, so pivotal, Tom, to a great party.
It is, isn't it? Let's sort entertainment out after this, I reckon, Ollie. It's Under the Bridge, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. The Goanna Classic Razor's Edge, covered by Screaming Jets. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Of course, it's the last day of Triple M rocking Aussie music for Oztober.
Oh.
But tomorrow, Movember starts.
And not to worry, we are planning a party, which is more than enough a replacement of Oztober.
That's true.
And we're trying to get you there as best we can.
Totally.
Tom and Ollie's end of year crypto party. Buy and sell cryptocurrencies on Australia's most trusted trading platform, coinspot.com.au. Triple M.
It's the end of your party, of all end of year parties, I reckon, Ollie.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to get to this thing, you have to offer something up.
Can we get Russell, Mr. Cheese Man himself, to the party? Because that was an amazing thing just to taste that cheese.
The Chief Judge of the Australian Grand Dairy Awards bringing in ant cheese that we found out is worth lots of money.
Yeah. What was it, $1,000 a kilo
or
something?
It's just big.
Look, tonight it kind of fits our theme because we are suggesting that tonight is the night to lock in entertainment.
Yeah.
If you can offer entertainment of any kind, we will take you. Now, if you hear our highlights reel of the guests invited already, Tom, we actually have got some entertainment already.
You know how there's always that wanker at the party who can only play Wonderwall by Oasis on a acoustic guitar?
100%. Oliver Morris is one of those wankers.
Yeah, that's basically the talent that I can offer.
So I'm offering to write a novel, erotic novel, starring you guys and your partners if you want. Just go from there, collaborate with you guys and what you want.
I would love to have a sexy Santa show, like a bad Santa. What would that entail for you, Stuart?
Oh, look, depends how many beers I have.
So I do adult toy parties in my spare time. Okay. I'm also prepared to offer some toys that you could perhaps auction off or give as some prizes throughout the night.
Tom, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking, Ollie, we need some bloody sex toys at this party.
Woo! Yes, ready!
Yeah!
Wow, things escalated quickly.
So it's an exciting time. Entertainment, it's such a broad category.
Well, it's not just music, is it, Ollie? This is the thing with entertainment. It's not just music. So it's not just about bands. It's about anything that's entertaining at this party.
For me, the lower end of the spectrum is, you know, your bingo. That is entertainment, in inverted commas, entertainment. It's not what I want at my party. I'm more of a ice shot luge kind of guy. Now, is that is that entertainment?
That is entertainment.
It's also drinks, but there's always crossover.
Oh, 100%.
So we've also discussed, Tom, the idea of a bucking bull, haven't we?
We have.
So to me, that's entertainment.
That's entertainment.
It's a shoddy machinery where you get on. It's like a simulated bull.
So do you want an invite to this end of year party? Do you want to come? Because it's going to be massive. What can you bring entertainment-wise? 133353, jump on the phone. We want to hear ideas of what you've got for entertainment. It's not just music. It's just an activity.
And if you run fun. If you run bingo, don't call up.
No,
I don't mind.
If you run bingo and you want to get involved, I want to hear from you. 133353. Get involved. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Chisel, when the war is over. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. We want to throw an end of year party, right? You're all invited. And the way you get involved is head to triplem.com.au, click on that win page, or giving us a call right now on 133353.
Tonight's topic, Tom, is entertainment. What can you add to the party that will just bring some form of entertainment? Mm. You haven't got to be a pro, by the way. You haven't got to be some professional who gets up on stage for a living. You know, we have had a chat to a guy yesterday who's got good dad jokes. I mean, that is, in theory, entertainment. And we're open to that. We'll have that at the party.
100%.
Now, we got a call yesterday from a lady called Ellie who had quite the proposition that her and her husband or her and her partner were happy to do.
Oh, mate.
It's you've got to hear it to believe it, I guess.
You certainly do. Take a listen.
What do you got, Ellie? What are you offering us? No?
So I was thinking that maybe if you would offer us the opportunity to be there, that perhaps he would be able to hang me from the ceiling by one leg. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. Do you know? Because I don't know either. Ellie is suggesting through some kind of rope acrobatics, or Tom, as you called it, bondage, that she would hang from the roof. Now, Ellie, you've joined us again. Hello.
Yes, hello. Hi there.
Well, Ellie, just to clarify for us, I mean, put it into the most appropriate words possible. What are you suggesting here?
So technically it's called shibari, but good. For people who aren't used to the term, basically it's being tied up in a very decorative manner and then hung from a point in the ceiling, preferably a weight-rated one and one that's safe. But yes,
hopefully. I don't know if we've got a point in our ceiling that is weight-bearing at this stage, Ellie. Do you have any type of pole or kind of like thing that
apparatus
you can bring along that you can hang off?
I do, yeah. So we have a suspension rig. It might be a little bit difficult to get it there. We're in Brunswick, so okay. If someone has a van, that'd be great.
We're not even sure where this party's going to be
yet. We've got $5,000, guys, we'll get it. Yeah. We'll make it work. I put a post up of the photo you sent us where you're hanging in some kind of survivor tribal tree situation.
Yeah, where is that? Is that at like a fancy festival of some sort?
Yeah. It's in a music festival. So we've performed at a couple of music festivals. So we've got a little bit of practice.
It looks like Burning Man. Check it out at Tom and Ollie on Instagram. I said, would you want this at your party? The results came in. 100% said yes.
Oh.
Ah, amazing.
Ellie, you're coming along to the party, mate.
Come on. Perfect.
Ellie,
amazing.
You and your shibari are coming along, as well as, I'm guessing, your fiancé, your husband, he'll also be there.
I hope so. It might take me a bit longer otherwise. But
Have you ever been tied up that you, like, something's gone wrong with the knots or anything?
Horror story, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it's just a little bit longer to get out, but the main horror story was just a guy who was probably not in the most sober state of mind who thought that he would start to swing from it. So as long as that doesn't happen,
Yeah, we'll make sure that nothing like that happens, Ellie.
Can't promise anything.
We can promise that there won't be someone doing that. Well,
Thanks, Ellie.
You're coming along to the party.
Let's roll on, Tom, with more entertainment offers.
Yes.
We've got an old mate from the show.
Well, before we get to that, Ellie, can we just go to a song, mate? Because I want 133353. I want to know, what can you bring to the party entertainment-wise? Give us a call, 133353. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Live and Let Die, Guns N' Roses, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. A Tom and Ollie key ring up for grabs and deep thought of the week.
Ooh.
In about 10 minutes' time. Yeah, they're limited edition. But we're trying to have an end of year party, and we want you all to be there. But we're not just letting anyone come. You have to bring something to the party. You have to offer something up. Yep. TripleM.com.au is where you can go. You hit on the win page there. And you can enter your details on what you'll bring along.
As the night show, Tom, we have a real crowdsourcing sort of, I guess, style or approach with this party, don't we? We haven't got the money to be paying for large acts.
No,
we did win a few grand at the Cats, and that was a real win. So we've asked for your thoughts on 133353. What can you offer in the realm of entertainment?
Mm.
What is the fun thing you can offer? And we've got a few calls. Now, normally you'd say this guy's a pest, Tom. You're not a fan of him.
I hate
but
it.
He's called up again, and he's even he's got his own opener, which is insane.
Here's Johnny.
Crazy John, how are you?
Hey, good.
I'll turn that down, Crazy John.
How are you, Bubbles?
Shut up, Crazy John. What do you want?
Crazy John, you once called Tom a Bubble O' Bill. He does resemble that ice cream.
What do you want, mate?
He does. I can offer some entertainment for the party. You won't invite me any other way. So.
Yeah, no, what do you got, John?
No, I don't want him to
come. I could come and play harmonica for you.
No.
Or I could come play ukulele.
No.
Why not, Tom?
Neither are great.
Hey, if you don't invite me, I'm just going to turn up on the day I'm just going to demand entry anyway.
Well,
so
we've got security and you will be kicked out.
Yeah, well, you've got security. I've got a 7-foot-tall brother.
Okay, mate.
Do
great.
Do you actually? Because we met you once, John, last year, and you're quite short, to be honest.
Well, yeah, he's also 26 years old and I'm 54, so...
okay.
Can't work it out.
So, Tom, it's a yes from me
no,
for Crazy John,
well,
ukulele.
It's a no from me, Ollie. It's absolutely a no from me.
Why don't you like, here's Johnny?
What do you mean?
Where's Crazy John?
Yeah, it's weird. That's all it is. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, yo.
What can you bring to the end of your party?
Boys, I can bring some absolutely outstanding music / comedy. People tell me I look like Jack Black's love child for starters.
Wow, Tom loves Jack Black. It's his favourite actor.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I was apparently a spitting image of him in a younger form, but if I were able to bring a plus one, yeah. You would be socialising with the son of rock and roll legend Malcolm Young, my good mate Ross.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, so, who?
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
No, but sure in my head, I thought you were going to say the tribute, the other guy, Mr. Gas, in the band Tribute. So I was sidetracked.
Unfortunately, he's in hell gargling mayonnaise after our song didn't go to plan. And
all right, okay.
Yeah.
So, Eddie, you do combine, like Jack Black, music and comedy. What? So you do comedy songs?
I can do stand-up routines. I can sing good rock and roll music, anything from Bon Jovi to Van Halen.
I once went to a restaurant right that was Turkish, Greek, and Italian, and it was woeful because it was focusing on too many things at once.
Yeah, what you're talking about, Tom, is being a jack of all trades,
yeah,
master of none.
Yes.
Eddie, is that your situation?
Absolutely not.
Okay, Eddie, you've talked a vague game.
Yeah.
Can you sell me on what is your best?
Well, no, just send us a demo, mate. We need to see it to believe it. Send us a demo.
Oh, absolutely. I've actually got a demo ready to go to that has been sent off to The Voice for next season. So
to The Voice?
So I'll happily send that along.
Brilliant. All right. Well, we'd like to see that on our Facebook page, at Tom and Ollie, and we might even let the nation decide, Eddie. Look, if you want to come to this interview party, it doesn't just stop on these phones. Head to triplem.com.au, click on that win page and apply there. Shut up.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's like Parliament Question Time with less name calling.
Oh. You have a face like a kicked in biscuit tin, Tom.
Oh,
maybe not. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, God. Tonight, Ollie, it's just munch, 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 isn't it? Guzzle, guzzle, guzzle.
There's wall-to-wall treats, Tom. Where are the tricks night. At?
I know. Tell me about it. I mean, it is Halloween in here. We've had cheese. We've got some bloody gay time cheesecake. It's all happening. And it's all happening across the socials as well. Hit us up across Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at Tom and Ollie. Let's jump in the pondering pond next for Deep Thought of the Week. And let's chuck on some Nickel Day. Woohoo! It's Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
What?
Hang on, I've just been told I just said Nickel Day. All right, pause that song. Did I just say Nickel Day?
Yes. Can you go back and hear the audio?
I can't go back and hear that, but I just said Nickel Day, did I?
Yeah, well, I think you combined Someday.
Someday and Nickelback.
And you said Nickel Day. It's like saying this is a bit of Someback. It's Nickelback with Someday.
Yeah, right.
Triple M.
Well, I'm very sorry about that. Someday, Nickelback, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. It's Nickelback Someday. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, have questions.
It's too late, Tom, for you to try and redeem yourself by saying the right song name before you tried to excitedly announce the song by Nickelback called Someday. And this is what you said.
All happening across the socials as well. Hit us up across Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at Tom and Ollie. Let's jump in the pondering pond next for Deep Thought of the Week. And let's chuck on some Nickel Day. Woohoo! It's Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
What?
I actually said that. And let's chuck on some Nickel Day. Woohoo!
But the best thing is you didn't even know you'd said it.
I didn't know.
I had to tell you.
Mate, they don't call it Wacky Wednesday for nothing.
Oh,
it's certainly Wacky Wednesday in here. Look, this is what we want to do now. We want to jump in that pondering pond for
Deep Thought of the Week.
If you've never joined us before, Deep Thought of the Week is something special. 133353 is the number to call, and let's just go back and reminisce about some of the deep thoughts we've had.
What if birds in the top of the trees aren't singing? They're actually really afraid of heights, so they're screaming.
If the world stopped spinning, would we all be dizzy?
Why is it we keep rewashing our towels after we only use them to dry our clean bodies?
I usually buy half a chicken.
Yeah.
They sell that other half a chicken to someone else, so... Yeah. If you buy and eat that half chicken, you're secretly sharing a meal with a stranger.
It's too good. 133353, jump on the phone and give us your deep thought of the week.
Got one on Facebook, Tom.
Oh, yeah?
From John the Fogs Fogarty. He loves the show. He loves to get involved in Deep Thought of the Week.
Yeah.
It's a bit of an embarrassing or dark one for us, Tom, but which is good for Halloween.
Yeah.
If there are no callers, are there any listeners, he says.
Deep Thought of the Week.
All right. Jump on that phone. Hopefully there are callers. 133353 is the number. And jump in the pondering pond. Chill out. Get your clothes off. Get that mind a-ticking. This is Polish Club Clarity. It's not Nickel Day. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. The Sydney Boys Polish Club with Clarity. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. After 9 o'clock, it is Halloween, so we're doing horror stories tonight. We want to know your one-night stand horror stories. Been on a one-night stand and something went down. You need to hit us up after 9 o'clock.
Went downhill.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
133353. It's time to jump in that pondering pond for this week's
deep thought of the week.
Oh, you're looking good today, Ollie.
Thanks, Tom.
Second time I've seen you naked today.
Yeah, it's true.
We did go to the pool. You were parading about the change room.
Peacocking, I prefer.
Certainly were.
Here's a deep thought, Tom. If a cheese expert comes into the show, gives us some cheese to taste, charming man that he is, he gives me a hat, not you, am I therefore his favourite?
No.
Deep thought of the week.
On that, Ollie, I've been on Reddit. There is a cheese deep thought here. Cheese is just a loaf of milk.
Deep thought of the week.
Luke, welcome to the Pondering Pond, mate.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Very good, Luke. How are you? Keep it relaxed, by the way.
Yep, I'm always relaxed, boys. Don't stress.
Are you naked?
I'm always naked when I listen to your show.
Good. That's the way we like it.
It's creepy, but it's good.
No, it's not creepy. It's the natural. Luke, what's the deep thought?
Well, if an octagon has 8 sides and an octopus has 8 arms, how come October isn't the 8th month?
Deep thought of the week.
I think it also extends to November being Nov is 9 and December is 10. But they got it wrong, the calendar makers.
The Gregorians.
The Gregorians. The Gregoroviches got it wrong.
Oh, Luke. Because
deck should be 10.
That's a hella deep thought. Love it. G'day, Troy.
Hello, boys.
Good, mate. You naked?
Sure.
Good. That's good.
What's your deep thought?
I want to know, is a fish only wet when it's in water? Or is it wet when it comes out of the water?
Well, if it's got water on it, is it wet?
Deep thought of the week.
If you're underwater, like a scuba diver's wet, you know?
Do you reckon Troy looks like Troy? Brad Pitt's Troy? Or...
G'day, Andrew.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Are you naked?
I'm always naked.
Good boy. What's your deep thought?
A lot of nudists listen to this show.
Everywhere is walking distance if you have enough time.
Yeah, good.
Deep thought of the week.
Yeah.
Everywhere?
Everywhere.
What about from here to Antarctica?
Well, you might need some equipment to walk across the ocean.
Oh, yeah. Must be a fit guy.
G'day, Stuart.
G'day, guys.
Are you naked?
From the waist down.
Perfect, I'll take that. What is your...
This is a nude men's party today, isn't it? Are there any ladies around or just a bunch of naked men?
No, we don't need ladies. Oh. What is your deep thought?
You pick.
If you put a sock on inside out, the rest of the universe is wearing the sock.
Yeah.
Deep thought of the week.
Mind blown.
I've got another clothing one if you want it.
No, we don't want it.
One at a time, mate.
No, mate. Come on.
Chill out.
Call again. G'day, Josh.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good, mate. Producer Tom, if you want to get Stuart on at the end.
If Stuart calls back
just
again,
see if his deep thoughts
good. Him, but he must hang up first.
He has to hang up first, then call again, all right? Josh, what's your deep thought, mate?
Well, firstly, I'm not naked, unfortunately.
Oh, well, then.
Why not?
I'm in the car, sorry.
So? That's an excuse.
I will for you now, all right?
Okay, good. Good boy. What's your deep thought?
Anyway, on the universe theme, if we're constantly told that the universe is expanding, what's it expanding into?
Yeah.
Deep thought of the week.
Oh, sorry, Tom, you're not impressed? Is that because it's obvious for you? Or?
It's expanding into nothing, isn't it? Into nothing.
Is it, Tom?
Is it?
I don't know. Is it? Oh, you seem like it's pretty obvious.
I just got it.
Yeah. You twat.
Oh.
Hey, here's one from Nathan.
You're wearing a wanker cheese hat.
You're annoyed that old mate Russell gave it to me. On Facebook, Nathan said, when crabs scuttle across the sea floor and look up, do they think fish are flying?
Deep thought of the week.
Anthony.
G'day, Tom and Ollie. How you doing?
Are you naked, Anthony?
Of course I am every time I listen to you.
Looking good.
Good boy. What is your deep thought?
Why is S-E-A-N pronounced Sean, but D-E-A-N isn't pronounced Dawn?
Nah. Shut it down, Tom. We don't need to dissect the English language every time we do this segment. There is a number of anomalies in the English language. We cannot solve them all.
Hey, guess who's caught up?
Who?
Stuart.
Stuart, first-time caller?
Yeah, first-time caller.
What do you got to say, mate?
Just wanted to say that if you don't have your shirt tucked in, then your pants are tucked into your shirt.
Deep thought of the week. Give that man a key ring. Give Stuart a key ring.
Yeah, Stuart, you get a key ring, mate. You get a Tom and Ollie branded key ring.
For calling twice.
Well done, mate.
Thanks, guys.
No worries.
Normally we say never call again, but you said call again.
Call again, absolutely. Thank you very much for joining us in the Pondering Pond. It's Alice Cooper's Poison. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. It's Alice Cooper, Poison, after 9 o'clock. We want to hear your one-night stand horror stories. What went down on the one-night stand? Except, look, we're getting naked now, aren't we? Because we're in the Pondering Pond for this week's...
We are, Tom.
Deep thought of the week.
It's just so nice to be nude.
Yep, you love to get nude during this segment, Deep Thought of the Week, and you love to ask our listeners. Do you want to ask our first caller... how he's faring in those stakes, or are you going to backtrack heavily?
I don't know if I'll be asking 14-year-old Harry to get naked, because it's just a bit strange, Harry. I'm sorry about that, mate.
That's all right, mate.
All right, Harry.
It's just a bit weird.
What's your deep thought, my friend?
My deep thought is, how come you can drink a drink, but you can't eat a eat?
Deep thought of the week.
Harry, you're 14, aren't you? You're 8, yeah. Are you?
Yeah.
I would just correct you there. You should say you can't eat and eat, just to be clear there.
Oh, yeah.
Not eat, eat.
Yeah.
But it's a good deep thought, Harry.
You can't stop a teacher coming out of you, can you, Ollie?
Look, I'm a teacher. I can't help it.
Harry, would you want Ollie as a teacher?
Sure, why not?
No, yeah. That's a big fat no.
Inspiring choice.
Big fat no. We had a deep thought before, Ollie, that said about the calendar, right? September.
Well, yeah, old mate was saying, why is October... Oct means octopuses, eight. Octagon, eight sides. Yeah. Why is October not the eighth month?
Yeah.
And I had to add to that.
Sept is also seven, isn't
Sept
it?
Sept is seven. Welcome to the party, Tom. Yeah. Nov is nine and Des, you know, like a decathlon, is 10. So why is the calendar so wrong? And apparently Rick's a bit of a smart ass. Welcome, Rick.
How are you, buddy?
Good, mate. You want to explain this?
Say again?
No, don't get naked. Do you know, explain why the calendar numbers don't match up?
Yeah, well, I learned something a long time ago. It only used to be 10 months in the year.
Did they?
Yeah.
And we added some.
Say again?
We added some, did we?
Yeah. October, November, December were added.
Why? So if they were added,
we used to have 10 months, you said, and we've added four.
Three?
Yeah. It was always there's something real weird about it. There always has been.
Rick, I think what I've heard is that Julius Caesar added July and August is Augustus.
Uh-huh.
Mm, were they added later or?
Well, I don't think so.
What do you think?
They were always there, yeah.
What's planned for tonight, Rick, for you?
Oh, you're talking about a pair of pants. You know, why they're a pair when they're only a single thing?
Deep thought of the week.
Bravo. Well, more of that, Rick. Please call again next time.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.